You know, I think I'm just going to tell you what I ran into this week. See, this week, while I've been editing my doctrinal statement thing, we Bible students, I went to the Moody Bible Institute and majored in Bible in college. That's not religion. It's Bible. Bible is a book. It's not a, you know, religious teaching. It would be like theological studies or something. This is Bible. So I studied Bible, and one thing we Bible students have to do is we have to write theology. And I've been writing this week, and I had a 25-hour day. I woke up at 3:30 in the morning and couldn't sleep. Went to bed at 4:40 the next day. So I 25 hours. No, well, it was 3:36. You know, I don't think that you really care that it was an extra 5 minutes. It was a 25-hour day. I couldn't sleep, and I just worked and worked and got so much done. I'm even ready to get the denialist back going again. I launched Watch, Stand, Pray. If you haven't checked that, check this out, Instagram. Watch, Stand, Pray. Just put them together. Choose your social media. Facebook, Tumblr, Twitter, Instagram.com, Pinterest, any of it, just in the username place, Watch, Stand, Pray. Put it together. This is my little thing that I'm starting. And I'm aiming at, you know, really serious praying Christian types. So if I get my words off today, I'm very sorry, because I've just today, I've been working 12 hours on my theology book. And I'm so close to being done with it. And I know that when I get this thing done, I'm going to be able to move on with other projects. No. I'm not writing this theology book for any particular purpose other than just I have to write theology. No, really. I'm going to publish it and make it an ebook available to people. But this is not for a master's degree, although it could be. It's almost 80,000 words long. I don't even know how many scripture references there are in it. I'd have to do a colon count, which is an interesting. Anyhow, I don't know why we would care how many scripture references there are in something like that, George. I don't. But, well, no. How do you find this? I mean, WordPress, whatever. Microsoft Word, you know the little word count things. Like it gives you the word count in the word processor. Well, it doesn't give you a scripture verse. I've been thinking about that today. Here I am, goofing around Windows. If I find a phone number in my text document, Skype will ask if I want to click on it to call the phone number, right? Okay. But when I find a Bible verse reference, does Windows ask me if I want to open up my Bible software? And No, of course not. Of course not. We don't... Who cares about... I mean... You know how convenient that would be if you were, I don't care if you're Christian or not. It doesn't matter. A Bible verse is a valid reference. I mean, wouldn't that be cool if you could, if you had like a phone app? We've got your app to recognize phone numbers. We recognize emails. You see a website. Which web browser do you want? Well, what about Bible verses, huh? Well, why not? Right. Well, of course not. Well, that would be too easy. Logos is spending all this time rejecting the awesome Linux developers, putting everything into Microsoft. I don't know why they're pouring into Microsoft. Microsoft loses the market every year, but whatever. Logos pours all this effort into .NET, you know, the Microsoft, you know, making Microsoft stuff that runs on Windows. But do they give you this Bible verse integration? No, of course they don't. No way. So, that makes, whatever, it doesn't really make work, but anyhow, you're doing Bible research. I'm here in Microsoft that Logos Bible software is absolutely in love with. Do I get a Bible reference count in my word? I've got word counts. I can probably look up nouns and pronouns if I wanted to. I can look up how many, whatever, but can I do a search on how many Bible verses I have in it? No. Of course not. That would make too much sense. So, I think that you get my complaining enough, and I'm just going to move on with it. But this week, what I've seen this week, So this week, in all of my work and exhaustion and hopefully getting my doctrinal statement done because I just feel like I need to do it, and I'm going to call it mere theology. You know, like C.S. Lewis's book, Mere Christianity. I'm going to call it mere theology. That's right. I was going to call it mere doctrine, but just, you know, mere. If I want something to rhyme with mere Christianity, I think I should have mere theology. That was kind of like Al Gore. He had that inconvenient truth thing where he lied about, even though the UN scientists say that the Google Earth isn't working yet. And then someone else came out with it was called the Inconvenient Truth. Right. Well, someone else came out with a book proving that it was wrong, called it an inconvenient book. So there we go. So I am writing my theology statement. I'm going to call it mere theology. So what? Now I'll probably charge $4 or $5 for it. Probably. I mean, it's 80,000 words. I mean, I've been writing this thing for 15 years. Have I? No. Yeah. 15 years. It's been 15 years in the works. My God, I'm amazed how old I am. Almost half my life I've been writing this theology paper. Have you ever written a college paper for half of your life? I don't know. I just feel like I need a moment of... I mean, this is big stuff, guys. I mean, I address everything. I address homosexuality. And by the way, this week, what else do I do? I address the problem of pain. Why do bad things happen if God loves us? What happens to the people who never heard about Jesus? What about that, huh? I mean, it goes on and on and on. It addresses all kinds of stuff. Well, this week, while I was between writing sections of my theology doctrinal statement, maybe it'll come out in a few weeks. But between that, I discovered Milo. You know Milo Yiannopoulos? I discovered Milo. And I don't believe for one second that he's homosexual. I don't buy it. He might act on it, but I don't buy it. He's just getting attention. See that's just typical. What? He's a Christian and a conservative and a homosexual. What? And a what's it sexual? He's no, that can't. That's not possible. That's not how we invented it. Stop the chisels. I mean, like, it's great press. It's a great way to just stir up people and shock people and get in the newspaper. Brilliant. I don't buy it. He says he doesn't believe in lesbians. Oh, I kind of don't either. But I don't believe he's a homosexual. I think he's put on a show. He might act on it, but I think he's put on a show. I mean, he has a lot to benefit from being a homosexual. What a brilliant guy. That's presses and fame and being bulletproof, yo. Brilliant. I mean, my hat's off to him. I mean, what a brilliant guy. I'm almost thinking about, you know, never. Anyhow, the other thing that I met this week, I'm almost out of time. I don't know if I'm going to tell you what I might run out of time telling you what I found this week. Boy, I don't know if I have enough time to tell you about it. Well, I'm not going to have time to tell you what I found out this week. You're going to have to come back. I'm going to get the point here soon. George is going to cut off the microphone. And I'm going to come back next week. We'll have to. Barriers of conventional wisdom never really worked. But with the 2016 election over and its consequences coming into full swing, we are seeing more and more that they fail. Now that we are seeing it, the secret is out. And conventional wisdom no longer has its hypnotic effect on the masses. Now, it's just a matter of time until this becomes the new normal and conventional wisdom gets redefined. What worked in this past election won't work quite the same way next time. So, what will you do? You don't know. No one knows. We'll have to keep watch. And see. And that's the point. I'm Jesse Steele, jessesteele.com.